Driving around the Missouri State University campus or downtown Springfield these days, you can't help but notice construction projects at nearly every turn. Student housing has been on the rise for the past few years, and once sparse choices are becoming a creative competition to provide unique experiences. On Kimbrough Avenue, just west of the MSU campus, stands a row of new student housing complexes where single-family homes once stood. Brian Majors is the developer for Bear Village, which debuted 2 years ago. Its newest addition opened January.
When people come into town with their children to look for places to live at Missouri State, they've been to Missouri, they've been to Arkansas, Oklahoma State, and one of the things that was really missing at Missouri State was quality off-campus housing.
Mary Lily Smith, Springfield's Planning and Development Coordinator, says investing in student housing just makes good sense. Students who feel there are not attractive options might choose to go elsewhere.
I think Springfield has been behind the curve on student housing up until the last couple of years. If you travel around the country and you look at the housing opportunities that surround most major campuses, there are a lot of newer student housing type projects around those campuses.
Major says he's been acquiring properties in the area since the 1970s and 80s and renting them to students with the plan of developing quality off-campus housing. He says Bear Village was the first off-campus housing opportunity following the national trend of renting by the bed. This means that students pay a flat rent for their bedroom and are not charged based upon roommates or lack thereof. Students get their own personal bath and bed, shared living space with roommates, and a variety of amenities like pool, gym, clubhouse, and security.
Even though it's off-campus, it's really on-campus, but without the policies of having, say, an RA. So that really appealed to me as well, and just the short commute to classes.
You pay per bedroom, so it's not like if your apartment doesn't get filled, you don't pay for the empty rooms.
I'm the first student of my university who come here, so all my friends who come here, I just like talk to him. I'm trying to find a apartment in the same building, so we are like a Colombian right now here.
That was Tony Stang, Tyler Bailey, and Edward Emile. Each says they love being so close to campus and feel that the amenities and benefits outweigh the higher rent they might pay. All units are furnished and utilities and amenities are included. Major says he feels developing this area west of campus is beneficial not only to MSU and the students, but the community as a whole.
Principal at Jarrett came by and said, would you partner with us in providing sod and grass, help to put up a new fence along our school boundary, and then the main thing is to fix up the basketball courts, and then it will really improve it for the students.
The partnership with Jarrett will provide new facilities for the middle school students that Bear Village residents can also utilize after hours. Gary Stewart is director of residence life at MSU. He says the growing off-campus choices for students are a good thing, but on-campus does have its perks too. Student housing could equal a lower upfront cost and flexibility of rent coinciding with financial aid. And those on-campus options are growing for upperclassmen.
You know, we've got 100-plus beds at Monroe Apartments, which is full. It has a waiting list. Students really love living over there. And then we're about to bring Sunvilla Tower back online, which is the 19-story high-rise that will be available for upperclassmen to occupy this coming August, about August 15.
Patrick McWirt is creative director with the Vecino Group that is revitalizing many of the historic downtown structures. All of these projects are available to everyone, he says, particularly students.
Each of our properties has to do something more than just be shelter or roof over somebody's head. And really we have two areas that we focus in, affordable supportive housing and market rate student housing. And whichever one it is, it has to give back.
The collection of buildings is now called Park East, which includes the Woodruff, the U, and here inside the Sterling. The three structures will provide a unique living experience, including monthly mentoring lectures, a shared bicycle and electric car program, and shared living amenities for residents.
With student housing, it's a chance to positively impact their future, these kids that are going to be molding. It basically, we can
complement the curriculum that they're in addition to making them consider the community that they're going to be in when they're living and how they live and how that affects everybody as a good neighbor.
McWirt, along with Planning and Development Director Mary Lily Smith, says these progressive options not only appeal to current students, but may help attract younger talent that decide to make Springfield their home beyond their college years. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.